Welcome to Expressive Espresso.
Today is about the power of you.
Anytime I'm scared of something, I feel impelled to attack it.
Expressive Espresso is the coffee shop for leaders like you.
If you don't fail, you're not even trying.
Expand your knowledge about personal development.
Anything that starts with I don't want to work is already a problem.
Entrepreneurship.
Invest in things that you understand.
And leadership.
You will change the world.
This is Expressive Espresso with Alexis DeAngicoli.
Thank you so much for joining this episode of Expressive Espresso. I'm your host, Alexis DeAngicoli. And in this episode, I wanted to discuss imposter syndrome. Throughout this episode, what you'll receive the definition. You'll also know the different types. And of course, you will receive the solutions. Before we go into that, I want to give a snippet from Sip This Hustle, the book. And I wanted to do this snippet because I want to emphasize how having imposter syndrome can be used as a terrible distraction, especially when you have a project or a goal that you want to complete. I will begin on page 50, and it's just a small snippet of chapter 3, which is Kill Your Distractions. Unfortunately, distractions are one of the main killers of productivity. You have a lot of things coming at you, and many of them are keeping you from focusing on what truly matters. While you're busy with these distractions, you're not actually accomplishing anything. So how can you eliminate these distractions and get to the most important stuff? I express more of those in the chapter, but for now, I want to concentrate on imposter syndrome and how you can eliminate that distraction and also that feeling. You can also grab your copy of Sip This Hustle on alexis-danju.com or amazon.com. And imposter syndrome, what is that really? It's feeling phony, or it's a fear of being discovered as a fraud, or not being able to accept genuine success. For example, after I wrote the book and after the book launch and the great success that I received from it, and even some of the criticism that I may have received, I had a slight feeling of imposter syndrome, like, Alexis, you're an author now, you know, but you as an author, how dare you, you know, think that you can be an author, or how dare you think you can have a podcast or any of these successful things that you have in your life? And I felt that it also led to being a distraction with my goals, such as I'm supposed to have a class at the end of April. I know with all the COVID-19 that a lot of things got pushed back, but I was seriously using imposter syndrome as an excuse, as a distraction. I have 4 different kinds of imposter syndrome. One is the expert. This type of imposter believes they're lacking in the knowledge necessary to be successful. They spend a lot of time looking for new things to learn, and they always seem to need to learn just one more thing. And then they'll have the confidence they need to apply themselves. Unfortunately, that day never comes. There's always something else they believe they need to learn. Next is the soloist, and if you're a soloist, you avoid asking for help. You feel that you must do everything on your own, and usually there are 2 reasons for this. One, you believe that you'll be exposed as a fraud if you ask for help, so basically you try to do this alone. The second reason is you believe that a true expert never needs help, but this couldn't be further from the truth. While you think that receiving help means you've actually achieved nothing, in reality, experts get help all the time. The third example is the genius. And if you're this type of imposter, you believe that anything that requires hard work is something you don't do well. After all, an expert should be able to handle anything quickly and easily. This is the distraction that was holding me back from the course, is the perfectionist. And the perfectionist is never happy. They set impossible high standards and confirm their lack of expertise by failing to attain them. If they actually do attain their high standards, they believe that they should have done more. So basically, it's a lose-lose situation. Being honest, I think that I could have made Sip This Hustle a little bit longer, but at the same time, I had to step out on my fear of being a perfectionist, and there we have Sip This Hustle. So with this, I have 5 solutions that can help ease the feeling of imposter syndrome. 1 is acknowledge the challenge of imposter syndrome in your life. And basically, we all know this isn't easy to overcome. So it's important that you recognize that it's causing issues in your life. Some ways you can battle this is by listing all the ways imposter syndrome is making you miserable. You can also list the ways this issue is holding you back and limiting your life. After you have done that, list all the ways your life will be enhanced if you can work through it. 2, draw attention to your successes. Recognize your role in your success. You weren't successful just because you were lucky or you knew the right people. Recognize your contribution to all the great things you've done. 3, learn to like criticism. So oftentimes criticism can be helpful, even if you have the proper perspective. What I would say is to use that criticism to fuel you. So for example, when I was watching, The Last Dance, and how Michael Jordan would always use, even if he would make up a story, he would use that to fuel him to play better in the next game. And he would always execute that goal. 4, redefine failure. Failure is only a temporary condition. It's a stepping stone to achieving your goal. Some things require a few tries. Sometimes you'll take the wrong approach and need to make a few changes. So for example, in the interview that you all will listen to on June 5th with Tamika Troxler, she is the owner of Cup of Cake. And I asked her what was her biggest baking failure. And it was an interesting story. So the story I shared during that interview was when I was in 10th grade and I was in a group and we were supposed to bake brownies. So instead of baking great brownies that taste so nice and sweet, one person decided to alternate using salt instead of the cup of sugar. So basically, we had a salty mess of brownies and it was disgusting. But instead of wallowing in that, and luckily enough, it wasn't a contest or anything like that, we learned that, you know, we just have to adjust next time. So that was a temporary fail. Now we know better. 5, learn to override your feelings. So uncomfortable feelings stop us from all sorts of things, like sticking to a diet or going to the gym, pitching to a new prospective client, or applying for that job that seems out of reach. The discomfort caused by imposter syndrome isn't a literal set of shackles that stop you. You can override those uncomfortable feelings and go on to do what you intended to do. It just takes a little determination. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode, and I can't wait until you tune into the interview on June 5th with Tamika Troxler. Until we meet again, have a great week.